This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Corporate governance is where we go now. And a ruling by a state judge out here in California last week that a law requiring publicly traded companies to include women on their boards of directors is unconstitutional. A similar California law requiring ethnic and racial diversity on boards was likewise struck down last month. So Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more now on what that might mean for the future of corporate diversity.
In the latest case, the judge ruled that establishing quotas for women on boards is, ironically, in conflict with anti-discrimination law, says Professor David Levine at UC Hastings College of Law.
Never you mind that the reason to do this is that these boards have been dominated by white men forever and ever, but nevertheless, it's seen as it's not putting people on an equal footing.
The California law had been an important impetus to address board diversity, and its reversal could be a setback, says Megan Wang, with The Board List, an organization that helps find diverse directors.
Despite having all of this education and data that already suggests better business outcomes for organizations, there's still hesitancy.
Since the law took effect in 2019, the share of women on boards at companies in the Russell 3000 climbed from 17 to 32% in California, according to the nonprofit 50/50 Women on Boards. But it's not just law that is driving progress on this issue, says Lyndon Taylor with executive search firm Hedrick & Struggles, which tracks the board composition of Fortune 500 companies.
It's hard to go back. And as you make progress, right, the progress may slow, but things will still move forward.
He expects gender parity on boards within the next 5 years, though racial and ethnic representation are still far behind. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.